Hello everyone, welcome to Halloween Horror Events Podcast. I'm your host Phil, no Simon and no Joe, because I am right now sitting in the lobby of the best Endless Summer Resort Hotel, Surfside Inn and Suites. And two people are arguing with me will be Debbie and John, because they testify that Butlin's Dockside is the better one. So I just want to welcome both of you to the show. Say hello, Debs.
Hi.
Hi.
Right, so they're on here. This is their second year of Halloween Horror Nights. They didn't do anything with me this year, but I thought, stuff it, they're with me. Let's do a little interview so we can get the, you know, the views of people who went this year and last year, and just give you a rough idea to see how, well, basically what they thought about. And before I go any further, remember, subscribe to us on YouTube. When they are on YouTube, not much lately, and every podcast app, give us a great review so the show can grow. Anyway, let's get into this. So I'm going to start with both of you now, and sorry about the music in the background, nothing I can do about that, probably sounds better than me. So Halloween Horror Night, oh my god, people, I just choked. Oh, sitting near the stench of Dockside, isn't it? It's the stench of Dockside. Right, so I won't cut this out, Simon, I'm sorry. So you went to 31 and you went to 32. So the first thing I'm going to ask, what had the better scare zones, 32 or 31?
This year's was good.
So you're saying 32 was better than 31?
Yeah, I liked 32.
And John, what do you reckon, mate?
32, much better than 30.
There you go. So they both agree with me, the scare zones are better this year. Yeah, but what was your favourite and least favourite scare zone? We'll go with John first.
Well, to say, because obviously being incapacitated at the moment, it's very hard to get scared because they don't seem to bother with you much in case they can upset your equilibrium. But the quality of the scare actors was very good. The fog was a bit of a problem for me because the machines kept on blowing in my face because I was in a wheelchair. And thanks very much, Epic Phil, for laughing. But it is true. Well, as I say, I'll hand you over to Debbie.
Debbie, so you got more of the scares. What was your favourite scare zone?
My favourite scare zone would have been Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay, and just for people who may have not gone this year, which one was it?
Yeah, you've got the chainsaw guys down there.
Okay, which one was it?
Hollywood Boulevard.
What was the scare zone called?
I have no idea what the scare zone is called. I just know I went down Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay, and your least favourite?
Probably the one near Fast and Furious.
Do you know what? I can't even really remember that one. So yes, I think that's the Shipyard one, isn't it? Shipyard, whatever it's called, right? Yeah.
69, right?
Yeah, Shipyard 69, Shipyard Wreck was
the music one was good with all the funky.
The Vamp 69.
Zombies, yeah.
They were vampires.
Yeah, with all the funky vampires and that. That album was good. But the Hollywood Boulevard with the
music,
chainsaws.
The music did get repetitive after a while.
Sadly, I missed the Megans.
Saw them once. Funny thing.
Never saw them, yeah, I know. Because they were
certain times they come out, unfortunately. It was a good idea. This is my idea for the Megans.
Schedule.
So you know where Mel's Diner is? It was shut.
Yeah.
So there's got a big gap there in the middle. Why didn't they put a stage up? Instead of having them being a horde, they were a little dance show. And people could have gone, walked backwards and past it, watched it, and you would have known what time it was on, and you would have got to see them.
Because there was no schedule, it didn't help.
Yeah, so that was pretty poor. So, let's get to houses. Before we go any further, just to let you know that John is in a wheelchair. He can walk, but he has to have a mobility help at this precise moment, so he's had a wheelchair. Any problems with wheelchairs in any houses?
Monsters Unmasked is not wheelchair friendly.
And why is that?
Well, we got jammed. I held up the whole line for 5 minutes, shouting for help. Nobody came. I then switched my torch on, with people behind me eventually helping me to discover we were wedged, and then got shouted at by a team member for having my torch on to see my way back out of the house.
So there was a team member who saw you had a torch on, but they didn't hear you shouting?
Nobody offered to help except for further, except other guests in the queue.
So if you're in a wheelchair, don't do Monsters Unmasked.
I mean, as I said, we got jammed, no help. And unfortunately, when we left the house, eventually we got accosted by security stroke cast member who threatened on this occasion not to take any action further, but in no circumstances we should have put a torch on. Did not use any common sense to ask why we had a torch on, because obviously, again, common sense applies that wouldn't have put it on if there was a problem. If there'd been somebody to help, it would have been a totally different issue. But didn't appreciate getting shouted at when we left the house.
No, actually, I fully get that. I think they have security cameras in there as well. They should have seen there was a problem. And there should have been team members coming to help straight away. And then, did you explain afterwards why you turned the torch on?
Didn't get a chance. We got a telling off first. They were not interested why. When we tried to explain it, they just kept on saying, well, we're not going to take any further action on this occasion.
I think you should have asked for a TM on a manager at that point, personally. That's really bad by Universal. I love the resort, and I think they're better in Disney. But that's poor. That's poor by them.
Actually, we have put an official complaint in.
That's good. I'd like to know how that goes.
Because at the end of the day, even the guest services agreed, they should have asked us why we put it on, not jumped straight down our throat. And I'm actually waiting for an email off Universal. I was referring it to attractions and management.
Universal, listen to me here. Give them a free RIP tour. It's only fair. So we've had the bad news, but did you actually like the house, as in the house?
What I saw of it. I was too busy trying to unjam a wheelchair. So
until it went wrong, was you enjoying it?
Yeah, it was going all right. I do have a couple of favourites.
Okay, well, we will get to them in a minute. Was you enjoying the house before it all went tits up?
Apart from just in the odd wall.
that's because she can't drive.
It was a good house.
It wasn't easy skate.
It wasn't easy for us, let's be honest.
Darkest one.
And unfortunately, whatever enjoyment I had, when it got to that situation, took it away.
That's unfortunate, yeah.
You know, I wouldn't recommend anybody with a manual wheelchair to attempt it. It's not easy. And certainly ECVs would have no one.
Yeah, I don't think that they're not allowed in the house is what's really confusing. You have to either have a wheelchair, otherwise you can't go in.
They put you in a manual one, yeah. It's not easy.
So we better explain to people, you actually have, before we go back to the houses, I thought this would be an interesting chat now, you've got the disability pass, haven't you? Now, well, let's talk how hard it was for you, because I know it was pretty hard for my brother's friend to get it. We got it before we got out here, but yours wasn't sorted straight away until you literally got it, was it?
Ours was actually sorted by phone at 8 o'clock the day before we flew. Granted, when I got in the park, I got it straight away with a case reference number, no questions asked. I've already checked and my case reference number is valid till the expiry of the IBEX card, which is next July. And all I have to do between now and then when I visit is go and get a new disabled pass.
Okay, so I'm going to explain to people, we've actually got different passes. My brother has got the top tier, and you've got the second top, haven't you?
The bottom, I think.
Oh, is it? Well, I know how these passes work. So for you, if it's over 35 minutes, they tell you to come back and you go down express, don't you?
30 minutes.
So 30 minutes, they tell you a time to come back with whoever you're with, and then you go through the express queue. Yes. On our one, we are like RIP tour. We get taken straight on a route away from it, bit of a walk, and then we're taken straight to the front, like RIP tours, so we don't queue up whatsoever. We only queued up once, by the way, and the funny thing was, I think that was, I can't remember what house it was, I think it was Universal Monsters, I think they mucked up, because I had a moan, And I said, we shouldn't be here queuing up. We shouldn't be in the express. No, it was the last of us. I mean, we're not meant to be in the express line. I was acting like a snob going, no, we're meant to be taken straight to the front. But it didn't matter. It was only a 10-minute wait. So, yeah.
We actually passed you on one of
these
as well.
Did you? I didn't notice. Oh, yes, you did. It was the very first house. Yes, because you got back.
You got in the park before us. Then yeah, we've gone round and we went into the house before you. You were still stood in the queue.
Yeah, we was having a bit of fun there. We were chatting away to people, actually. And that pass is also valid for the daytime for the ride. So it's pretty cool. We did it for Minions Blast. I don't care about its real name. It's Minions Blast. That's it. End of. No, it's Villain. It's Minions Blast. That is it. Silly names they make for these rides. It was like a 40 minute wait and we went straight down the express right to the front and got in. So if you've got disabilities, we have to warn you, you have to sort this out. What's the company called you have to sort it out with first?
I bet you spell IBBCES.
You have to sort it out with your doctors and that. It's a pain in the ass. Then you have to sort it out with Universal. But once you've got it, it's an absolute godsend. It's a new thing, what was brought in. I feel sorry for the staff at Universal because it was thrown on them just as much as us. But that's it. So let's get back to Horror Nights now. So Dockside Inn, by far the scariest place to be, right?
Yeah, okay.
Got them. Right, so Universal Monsters was the most annoying. But what was, for Debbie first, your favourite house?
Exist.
See, I enjoyed the beginning, but the end has got... If that's stupid, but I enjoyed it more on my second run.
And then Chucky.
Right, do you know why? Because I decided to take it away as a movie, because I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
So I made it an original.
Yeah,
and I just said, stuff it. And if it was just an original on demons and that, it was bloody awesome.
I thought it was good with the house and how they built the staircase, and it looked real. It was good.
Yeah, that staircase reminds me of Michael Myers.
So, yeah. And then Chucky. I think Chucky was one of my favourites.
So you enjoy Chucky?
Yeah.
Why?
I enjoy Chucky. It's very bizarre, Chucky. You never know where they're gonna pop up from and when they're gonna drop out the ceiling and and then you actually come to the end, you think you're coming out, the next thing you know, you're being directed into the next part of the Chucky house.
Okay, that was your favourite too. So what is your least favourite? And don't say monsters.
The Oddfellas.
Oh,
clowns. I didn't like the clowns.
I can't argue with it. It was just a circus scare house. It doesn't matter what the back. And if you didn't listen to the Universal podcast, you wouldn't know the backstory. So it didn't make sense to a lot of people, and you shouldn't need to do that.
No, we watched the odd Dr. Oddfellas stage show thing as well, and that wasn't really great.
No, it just didn't. Yeah, it's a circus house.
Yeah.
And to me, no matter what story you put, it's still a circus tent. So what was your favourite too, John?
Chucky
was your favourite as well?
Yep, because...
Gingers have no socks.
I like the old stuff. Yep. I used to like the original Charles Play movies, so that suits me down to the ground.
Simon would be over the moon with that because he's Chucky mad, but our friend, Donna Lane, hates Chucky.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, she hates it so much. What's your second favourite house? We won't go for them all.
Oh, probably The Exorcist as well. Because again, because obviously I've only seen the original, not the new film, which is what it's based on. But it wasn't bad. It incorporated some of the old stuff as well. But again, probably those two are my top two. And of course, believe it or not, when it comes to worst...
Let's get into your bottom two now.
Bottom two by a street was, of course, Monsters. Closely followed, believe it or not, by Stranger Things 4.
Wow, because that was one of my favourites.
I do not like the television series. I was in the queue for 2 hours, and to be honest, if I live to be 150, that is 2 hours of my life I will never, ever get back.
Why was you in the queue for 2 hours?
Well, they decided we did stay and scream, and by the time we got to the ride area, they wanted to give us a return time, to which we politely refused.
Oh, wow, amazing.
So we stayed in the queue.
So they stayed in the queue, so they did queue for one.
Stranger Things. I thought the Stranger Things house was good.
I thought it was very good as well. So what was your two you didn't like?
It was the Dr. Oddfellows.
Okay.
and I would say the Blood Moon wasn't so much
Blood
mine.
Moon Beckoning, yeah. Well, it wasn't great.
It wasn't that great. The Last of Us was good.
Yeah, enjoyed that. I thought, I think it was hyped up too much in my head.
The Yeti one was good.
Did you see the Baby Yeti?
Oh, no, I was missing
that. Ah, you missed the Baby Yeti?
I missed that. The Dueling Dragons as well was quite good.
Didn't like it. Did not like Dueling Dragons. I thought it was a big fat of rubbish.
I was expecting more, though.
Yeah,
that was good, but I was expecting more.
I just think it was very forgettable.
And when it said choose your dragon, I actually thought there was going to be two different paths.
There is two different paths.
Right,
yeah, and I did the fire, and my brother's done both, and he said there wasn't much of a difference between them.
Right.
Yeah, a few other people have said that there wasn't much between them.
Yeah, so complete waste of time.
Yeah, we also went and visited the Chucky Playground.
I haven't done that, so tell me, is it worth it?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right.
Some cool photos in
there. Fair enough. I think I'll have to go and do that myself very soon.
Yeah, so we did that.
Okay, what did you think of Chucky?
So the playground was great. Again, it was fairly easy to get around with a wheelchair, and if there was anybody in the way, staff members in there, obviously, with the hotel, was great. Made sure we got around no problem at all.
Lots of cool props in there.
Okay, let's get to it. Let's get to the show at Halloween Horror. It's Nighttime Fuel. Let's go with the lady first before John tells me why he liked it.
What can I say about the show? Very good. It was a good show. Great. Felt like I was watching something a bit sexual in
the I think we'll go no further. But you enjoyed it.
It was all right.
It's all right. Yeah. Just all right. Okay, John. Here we go, mate. Why did you enjoy it so much?
Well, it was like a bondage show, really. I mean, considering I was in the wheelchair-friendly area... I had this rather young newborn dancer, you could say, that got really friendly and was giving her assets a tweak less than 5 yards away from me. Then that was finished. I had the privilege of another dancer using a pole and doing a lot of twerking in my direction. So it was probably the only benefit there of being in a wheelchair, because she was really up close.
As a show, though, what did you think of it?
I thought it was very good. The correct
effects,
amount of time.
The special effects
was excellent. It told an interesting story when you could be bothered to listen to the story. the dancers did sort of attract your attention throughout the show.
Very good. So as an event, I'm going to give you both a chance now to tell me out of 10, what would you give Halloween Horror Nights 32?
8.
That's a strong one. And you for yourself?
Maybe actually a 7.5, because obviously I was impacted being in the wheelchair.
I actually think 7.5 for what happened at you, the Monsters one, is actually a high score personally, because I think a lot of people, it would have put them off the event, just that one bad, because that's a bad thing to happen. You're stuck, no staff coming to help, and then they have the audacity to have a go at you for it as well. Okay, we're going to quickly go into one more thing, and it's going to be very quick because I don't care about it. Hello Scream, what did you think about it? Sea World.
Howl of Scream, yeah. we'll not be doing it again. Sadly, unfortunately, we did it last year, and SeaWorld does not know how to change things. It's the same old. The
problem with Hallow Scream is the same in Tampa. They only usually change one or two houses a year, and they keep the rest of them.
Yeah, I don't think anything actually changed from last year.
Well, I think there was slight changes.
There was just one change that, well, we didn't. The only thing we did go down was the Vampire Blood Alley.
Fair enough.
Where the vampire prostitutes were in the...
prostitutes. So, John, what did you think of the Vampire Alley?
Can't swear on this podcast.
You can.
It was fucking shit. there's nothing else to say. Wouldn't go back if you offered me free tickets.
Wow.
Because not a patch on Halloween Horror Nights. They maybe make it more child-friendly there. Not enough variation. Do it same, virtually all the same houses with a couple of alterations. but just in different areas.
The Jack the Ripper show was weird.
Coupled with the fact of the new card usage there, which was not took into consideration for the show. So if you'd only got cash, you couldn't spend any money if you wanted to. It was a case of in, out, and would not be in a rush to go back.
Now, let me explain that, what he means for cards, because I know there's going to be someone shouting right now, going, oh, you've got the card machines, and you put your cash in and they put the card on. Yeah, that's good. In the normal part of SeaWorld. But apparently there's none of them machines in the part for Hallow Scream. That defeats the object of it straight away. So hopefully that's something they rectify this year or next year, even if it's even around next year, because I just don't see it surviving. No, I don't know if you heard Debbie in the background. She was talking about the... What was she talking about? What was his name again? Jack the Ripper of the show. Monster Stomp. Now, people, fans of this show, know what I think of Monster Stomp. I love it, honestly, don't I, Joe? Joe's laughing his head off right now if he's listening, because I fucking hate it. Why didn't you like it?
I'm a big fan of Jack the Ripper. Being from England, it's a big thing over there. It didn't make sense on the stage.
Plain and simple. Okay, so we're going to let you both now. Hallow Scream out of 10. John first.
2.
Oh dear. Debbie's looking like she's going the same way, everyone.
About
3. Well, a 3. She's nicer. There you go. I haven't done it yet. There's a story behind that. That'll be on another podcast. But just like you both, thank you both for coming on. Debbie is a superstar for me. She helps me out on the Endless Summers unofficial group on Facebook. Join that one. Sorry, Kim. It's the best one. Kim won't listen, so it doesn't matter. Don't go to the fans one. Go to the unofficial one. It's better.
Yeah.
You actually have admin who stay in... You actually have the admin who stay in Surfside and Dockside. It kind of makes sense to me. But there you go. So, anyway, subscribe to us on all good podcast apps. Give us a review. See us to your friends and family and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. More to come. Thank you, Debbie. Will you be back for Horror Nights another year?
Probably.
Thank you, John.
No problem, yeah, probably be back, but obviously we'll not be doing Hell at Scream.
Fair enough. So, from Simon, stay we're not talking about kids once. From Simon, stay spooky. From Joe, all right, lads, I'm a Cockney wanger. And from me, be epic.